It all started in February 2008, when we made a 5-day visit from England to buy a house in the small city of Ithaca in upstate New York. It was a crazy plan, but the first house we viewed was perfect. The only unknown was the backyard, which was buried under a foot of snow. We took a gamble and signed on the dotted line, hoping we hadn't purchased a scrappy jungle of couch grass and bramble, or worse, the regimented order created by a busy, busy gardener. We were in luck. When we returned to occupy the house in the sweaty heat of summer, we discovered that the previous owners had been minimal maintenance people in the backyard. Yes, the backyard was alive with the uninvited, the unplanned plant and animal life that promised us a never-ending show of natural history treats. The best of all is when the grip of the harsh winter starts to loosen. We celebrate when the spice bush at the southern end of the backyard comes into flower. By mid-April, and before the leaves develop, the spice bush is covered in little clusters of lemon-yellow flowers. It is the forsythia of the wilds around here. A few weeks later, and as the spice bush flower show is waning, the redbud takes over. First, the branches of our redbud are tinged with purple. Then there are myriads of bright pink, pea-like flowers arising directly from the branches. In every direction from the house, there are similar small trees swathed in pink, for the redbud is loved by Ithacans, who plant it freely. And the redbud loves Ithaca and the edges of our nearby forests, where it seeds equally freely. It's also in early May that our small patch of lawn becomes a sea of purple. It is the native meadow violet. This wonderful species blooms on every lawn in the neighbourhood, except, of course, under the regimes where the winter is spent oiling lawnmower blades and planning campaigns of chemical warfare to ensure the perfectly smooth, textureless lawn of green velvet. Over the years, we have nurtured our meadow violets and delayed the first mow until after they've set seed. By July, the empire of the meadow violet is done and we're into the kingdom of the Deptford pink. At the top of each stem, there is a cluster of flowers, each with 5 bright pink petals laid out perfectly flat as if to soak up the sun of high summer. The Deptford pink is our most cherished invasive. That's because this plant hails from Britain, where it is so rare that we have never knowingly seen it. And here it is, thriving, uninvited in our backyard. The kingdom of the Deptford pink in our backyard is not so very special. It's widespread in fields and on the sides of roads, and probably in everyone's backyards, if only people didn't mow their lawns so often. Here, the Deptford pink ignores the stiff upper lip stuff in British wildflower field guides about being rare and needing dry, sandy conditions just to survive. Before you know it, the days are shortening and the weather is cooling. We're moving to the world of goldenrods in late August to September, soon accompanied by the sprawling plants of the calico aster. By late September, the calico aster is our floral hero, the ultimate survivor. Row upon row of daisy-like flowers on the many branches of this plant, dominating every spare patch in the backyard. Although the calico aster has no scent, it is a magnet for the late insects craving their late season sugar fix. The nectar tubes of this species are so much shorter than in other asters, so small insects with short tongues are as rewarded as the big guys. The many flowers are worked by everything, the honeybees, the big bumblebees and carpenter ants, along with yellow jacket wasps, the tiny helictid bees with metallic green abdomens, the hoverflies, the blowflies, the goodness knows what other little flies. There are calico aster flowers for more and to spare. And then it's all over for the winter. Except that we don't dig up the plants, but leave the seed heads as food for the birds and to replenish the seed bank for next year. In those hard months of snow and ice, The floral fix must come from an exotic vacation south, or more frugally and realistic, from the local florist in town. Next year, the wildflower guests to our neglected backyard will return. The dictates of the season will be obeyed, but every year is a bit different. It's variations on the theme.